Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know what I mean? Need some power.
This fool said.
Are we on? We're here, old school. Are we on, Austin?
We're going.
All right. My bad. We are live down here at the Scarlet Hotel, UNL Innovation Campus. Old school. We got special guests. Actually, your local resident here. We got Kenny Wilhite, the OG, one of my big brothers, sitting in today for the first hour. So we're going to get into the ins and outs of the UNL program, some pro stuff. But down here at the Scarlet Hotel, come check out the newest rooftop patio bar, the Barred Owl, one of the top newest hotels in Lincoln, the Scarlet Hotel, again, located on Innovation Campus. Then also, if you have a little bit of free time from 5:30 to 7, head over to the Cosmic Eye at 68th and P for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters event. You can buy the tickets, obviously, online or right there at the location. There will be a host of ticket personalities there, including myself, right about 6 o'clock all the way up till 7. So Old School is brought to you today by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients located at 84th and Havelock. I always say every type of meat, every type of cut. Now we got the pleasantries out of the way. You know what I'm saying, Kenny?
I got you,
hey,
brother.
DP didn't tell you you about to get hoodwinked in here. You know, I'm putting you on the hot seat, my brother.
No,
you know?
He did not. No, he did
you
not.
You know, I got to ask all the hard hitting questions, but you know, we'll dive into a little bit of the program. One thing I always wanted to ask, Kenny. You know, I was down there, so I kind of know the answer, but I always wanted to ask about the process of recruiting compared to your first like 3 or 4 years there to like the last three, obviously with NIL and just the difference of social media. Cause when you first started working down there, social media was in the infancy stages.
Yes.
Now when you got guys, I always tell people when these kids show up, whether it's junior day or sophomores or the close, and obviously when they're, you know, during their senior year or after senior year, come on recruiting trips, they might have had more interviews than me and you ever had in 4 years of being at Nebraska and starting.
Yes.
So talk about 3 years at the beginning and maybe the last 3 years and the difference of the kids and how they show up on campus and maybe how you have to recruit them. So, because I imagine that would change a little bit.
Oh, it changed a lot. Right. I was coaching at Central Arkansas in 2012.
Right.
And one of our guys was like, hey, are you on Twitter? I'm like, what? He was like, are you on Twitter? And I'm like, Twitter for what?
Right.
He was like, to find recruits. So I'm like, man, I'm not getting on no Twitter to try to find no recruits. Fast forward 2 years later, I'm at Nebraska, mm-hmm. 2014. Aaron Carney, who's the director of player development, director of player personnel, then said, hey, you need to get a Twitter account so you can follow these recruits. I'm like, man, I'm not getting on Twitter.
Right.
You know, you tell me who to look at, and I'll look at them, and I'll contact the coach. Well, fast forward. 3 months later, I'm on Twitter.
Twitter.
You know, Twitter has been a really, really good outlet for you.
Right.
It can be good and bad.
Yeah.
But you can find kids faster on Twitter.
Yeah.
The process speeds up.
Communication, right?
Yeah. You can DM them certain times, but their film is on Twitter.
Right.
So you watch their film. If you like them, then you contact the coach. You have the coach bring the kid into his office, have the kid call you, start the communication process.
Because
you can't really talk to them or DM them until their junior year.
Okay.
So.
And I remember when I was getting recruited, you know, there was one day, I think it was like August 1st, mm-hmm. right, where you could get an official phone call.
Yes.
Is that true, or is it multiple times?
It's still
yeah.
the junior year.
Junior year.
August 1st.
And then what it technically always, when you hear about the dead period, does that mean you can't even talk to recruits or you can't have guys on campus? What is that? Is it just a break from the whole process of recruitment?
You can text them. You right. can DM them, but you can't do a phone call.
I got you.
During dead period. You get one call
mm-hmm.
a week. So, but you have the kid, you can DM the kid now and tell him, hey, call me.
And then once he calls you, then it's fine.
It's fine. Okay. They can reach out to you anytime.
Right.
You just can't reach out to them during dead period. Dead period, you can't have any kids on campus.
Man. So that's almost a job in itself. Where you got, because usually communication is so quick now. Now you're like, hey, I can't pick up the phone, but I got to shoot you a text.
No, you can pick up the phone.
Right.
They can call you. You can pick up the phone.
Okay.
You just can't physically call them.
I got you.
But, yeah, you have to know rules.
Right.
You have to pass a recruiting test.
Right.
You got to get
– And it always is changing, right?
And the rules are always changing.
Always are changing.
The months change. Days of the month change.
Right.
So, once you pass it now, they pass the rule. You pass it one time, you don't have to ever take it again.
Oh, that's cool then.
Yeah.
Right. And is it open book? I like them types of tests.
It's open book, right. But the wording is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take 15 practice tests.
And then when you get there, it's totally different.
When you get there, it may not be any, none of those questions on that test.
Another thing I wanted to ask you is, when we were there, Nebraska developed the players, and it was developed through having older players like yourself, not only while I was here, but coming back,
mm-hmm.
Keeping an eye on us and inspiring us. Talk about when you look at a guy, say, coming in from high school or JUCO or transfer portal, what are the few qualities that you can spot right away? They're like, yeah, he's going to make it, and not even about being All-American. He's going to make it, or he's not going to make it.
Well, I'm usually a good judge of character.
Right.
And we talked about it earlier. Just little things like you go to shake somebody's hand,
uh-huh.
and his hand, and he's got a limp handshake.
Right.
You're like, oh.
That's a European handshake.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know about this kid. Just his demeanor,
mm-hmm.
his approach to everything.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You'd be like, oh, this kid ain't going to make it.
Right.
This place is going to eat this kid up. Now, there's, when I first got here, they brought a couple kids in, and I called it.
Right.
I said, them three won't be here long.
And they weren't here long.
They weren't here long. I said, they're not going to be here long.
Right.
Just the way they carry themselves. You're the man in high school.
Right.
But when you get to a Division I program.
You're just a guy.
You're just a guy.
Right.
You got to find your way and fit in, get in where you fit in. There was only one guy since I've been here that came in as a freshman. And I said, that guy's going to be the man. And that was Stanley Morgan.
Yeah.
And then he comes in and then you hear the veterans ranting and raving about him. Hey, Stanley's this, Stanley's that,
right.
Stanley's this, Stanley's that. So that was only one guy that I knew the way
from the get-go.
Right from the get-go, the way he carried himself, he was going to be okay.
What's I think not getting too deep into it, I always feel like since, you've been blessed to be here through different regimes, right?
Very blessed.
If you could go back to, the three coaches and just give them, like, two words of advice, or like three things, or a little bit of words of advice, what would it be? Because is it a general thing that they kind of maybe messed up on, or is it three different type of, is it three different things?
Well, under Bo, I was only with Bo for like six months,
sure.
six, 7 months. But I think he had a hold on things. He had been here 8 years.
Right.
When they let Bo go and brought in Riley, you try to give him the blueprint.
Right.
I said, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your program, but as a former player, here's the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you take it for what it's worth. You do it how you want to do it. But most coaches are set in their ways.
Right, yeah.
They want to do it their way, not say per se the Nebraska way.
Right.
But, and then you make a change again and it's an alum.
Right, yeah.
And you think he knows
right.
How Nebraska is supposed to be. I don't really give him advice.
Right.
And then now you got to.
But so the common theme is, so I'll say it, you know, that they ain't listen. They hard-headed. You know there's an old saying, hard-head makes a
soft
right.
behind.
And it work. It hold true, right? Even 2023. Yeah, I mean, you right on with it. I think the one thing that you know, I think sometimes that's their best quality.
Yes.
Right. Because you don't get these types of jobs anywhere to be a head coach at any level without having that type of steadfast of what you believe mm-hmm. in. But you also can be hard headed to the point of almost ignorance that where you aren't listening. Because just because you were good at, you know, Oregon State or wherever, you in the middle of the country right now and you playing against the big boys. This is pretty much if you took it, the Big Ten and the SEC, this is the farm system for the NFL.
Yes.
And so the dynamics and how you win and how you go about running your business, because it is a business over there, is a lot different. This is why also I wanted to ask you before we go to break. And here's why I was trying to describe it. Me and DP talked about it. When you coach at, just say, Oregon State, Fresno State, those type of jobs, those are jobs. So, yeah, I just said it's a job. Even the NFL, most of them are jobs. When you head up a program, just talk about how it's so much different, because it is, you know, I feel it's different when you're coaching at a job, right? Mm-hmm. You're kind of really just punching the clock. You know, you're there to just coach. When you're running a program – you're running a corporation.
Yes.
And it's totally different.
Totally different.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Each school is different.
Right.
Each conference is different.
Sure.
I always said Nebraska is one of the top programs in the country.
Right.
You know, the brand.
Right.
It's a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be ran right from top down. Everybody has to be on the same page working right. towards one common goal. So, yes, you want to do it your way, but –
you got to do it that way.
You got to do it that way.
Right. You got to do your way that way.
That way.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they made the change from Bo, I tried to tell that person, hey, if you look outside them windows.
Nice Mike. I just call him Grandpa Mike, man.
Mike Riley, bless his, you know. That's
Mike was
– he was a great dude.
But let me tell you something, man. Quiet as kept. Mike won more games than a lot of people think. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you this, though. And then this is what I really want to ask you before we go to break. What Mike Riley had coached 3 or 4 more years here if Eichhorst ain't make him fire Banker.
See, I don't know if Eichhorst made him fire Banker.
I'm saying it. Okay. I know it for a fact he did.
Okay.
So, let's just play devil's advocate. Let's just say Eichhorst made Mike Riley, I won't even call him Nice Mike, fire Banker while he was recruiting in the airport, right, hold his feet to the fire. If he didn't make him do that, does Mike Riley last 2 or 3 more years?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think because Banker's defense was improving.
Well, it was top 30.
It improved.
Right.
From
Drastically. And had NFL players.
Yes.
That were productive.
Yes.
Yeah. See, Kenny, listen here, man.
No.
Listen.
Let me finish.
I'm going to kick it, keep it real. I'm going to bring it out.
Riley's worst decision was hiring Bob Diaco.
But that wasn't his decision.
Whoever decision it was.
That was Eichhorst.
That was one of the worst hires ever.
We're going to get into Bob Diaco after this, because I'm going to tell you about the time that when you saw me come up there and we had that, you asked me what we talked about, and I murked out on you. So we're going to go to break. Also, we're going to go to break. Kenny will hide in here on the hot seat. He needs some water. He didn't want any water. But I'm going to give him some water.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, he come with it.
I come with it.
So he got to cool off. I still got him on the hot seat. I'm going to ask about old Bob Diaco, the so-called best coach on campus.
Oh, my God.
When we come out of break, Jay Foreman, Kenny Wilhite, old school from the Scarlet Hotel. We'll be back in about 6 minutes and 6 seconds.
6 minutes? 6 minutes? Are you fresh?
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.